times I don't do everything right. See, I'm losing a piece of myself because I'm wondering what everyone else thinks.
Lex Allen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, fabulous. I got both of you. Both of you are pretty fabulous.
Thanks. So, Lex, I wanna learn a little bit more about what it was like growing up in Milwaukee for you and if that's influenced your music and your work.
It definitely has. So I'm born and raised here in Milwaukee. Grew up all over the city, so South Side, living in very like low socioeconomic areas. I grew up really fast.
What do you mean?
Well, I grew up really fast in a way that I was like, we knew how to catch the city bus all over by the age of 9. My mother always made sure to raise, like, she raised some really independent kids. And, like, you know, people always say, like, oh, money can't buy you happiness. Like, very true. Because we were poor, but we were just, like, so rich in family and so rich in care for each other and the knowing that the situation was only temporary. So
what you're saying is kind of reminding me of your song, This Is Our Year, which sounds so, like, celebratory. Like, hey, we just did really well for ourselves. Does this have any connection to that feeling?
It's just like, because it's all changing. You have to be able to maneuver with life. And there's Mel Robbins. She is a motivational speaker. And I came across her TED Talk, and listening to this like kind of blew my mind on and stopped me from limiting myself. So she has this rule. Y'all ready for this?
Mm-hmm. We're
okay.
Ready for you.
You ready, Chris?
I'm
for
ready
some
for
hashtag
it.
Real talk. Yeah.
Hashtag real, right. So it's called, she has this called a 5-second rule. And she says, in 5 seconds, if you have the urge to, like, talk to, you see a stranger on the street and, like, you feel inclined to talk to them, she was like, you act in 5 seconds. And be like, oh, hello, introduce yourself, because those experiences will often, like, lead to unexpected, like, relationships. And even with, like, ideas, like, oh, man, like, that'd be so dope. And then, you know how we just, like, stop ourselves, like, no, that's kind of dumb. That's stupid. Like, if you even like this, like, I don't know, blah, blah. She helps you blow through all that in 5. She's like, 5 seconds, write it down. You know, 5 seconds, introduce yourself. You know, get those engines revving.
Don't stop.
Take me. This is our year, this is our year. This is our year, this is our year. This is our year, this is our year. And no one can take that away.
Well, I mean, talking about new experiences, it seems like your music has evolved and it's taking on a new direction, especially with how personal it seems to be getting. And maybe that's what you're talking about here. And in your video for Cream and Sugar, you show yourself kind of waking up in the morning and wearing makeup and wearing high heels. I mean, what was it like to share that part of yourself with people?
Oh, God. It was probably one of the most freeing experiences to be able to be around all my friends, too, who express themselves on a daily basis. And it was being around them, actually, that just like, well, why don't I just completely show myself, you know? And walking in high heels is not easy, Halima.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
I still don't do it.
Oh,
I've already
God.
Broken an ankle. I'm not doing it anymore.
And dancing, too. My legs never felt better than the next day. But yeah, you have to be able to express yourself freely. I feel like that's the only way people can see that it's okay to be themselves if you take that first step. Because I have a lot of LGBT brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my family, I come from a family of 11. So I have, like, people around me who support that, who are just like, be yourself. Like, we always knew that you were, like, hella creative. Like, I would take my mom's curtains as a kid, and I would, like, make like designs and stuff, and I would put on shows in our living room, and I would make routines, like Spice Girl routines with my sisters and brothers. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, I'm Scary Spice today. Okay, you can be Ginger. You messed up. You're Ginger today. You're Ginger right now.
Sugar, honey, iced tea. You are everything that's sweet. Dip you in my coffee. You're the best kind of morning treat.
It sounds like some of the people who are really influential in your life in that way is the creative group that you're part of, New Age Narcissism. What are the different talents that come under New Age Narcissism and the different skill sets there?
Oh, gosh. Producers, songwriters, choreographers, videographers, photographers. There's everything you need in-house, and it works so beautifully. Because everyone is themselves, and I think that's the beauty of it. So it allows creative freedom, because no idea is shot down, and no idea is like, oh, this is the best thing ever. It's very open and honest creative expression.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I feel I was able to wear stilettos on a table and dance around my friends. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to wear crop tops all summer. Okay, go ahead and do that. You know, it definitely helped me find myself, if you will, because mm-hmm. you're around people who are finding themselves too, and in such a beautiful way, artistically, personally, being able to completely express myself and having that backing and having that brotherhood, sisterhood, helps you unlock, like I say, unlock those little passageways in yourself. And they definitely did that. Much respect to all of them.
If you could put words on it, how would you describe the version of yourself that came out in Cream and Sugar?
It is very Ricky Sparkle. That's my alter ego. My alter ego. Animated, like happy, just, I can just put it into words, like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That is it.
Honey, go and fill up my cup. Hey, go and fill up my cup. You're my cream.
You talk a lot about people who care about you, and I want to talk about your mom, who recently passed away, and you wrote the song Mama's Boy, which was inspired by her. Can you talk about that song?
Oh, man. Pamela Renee, she's the best lady in the world. It was one of the hardest studio experiences I've ever had in my life. I was out in LA at the Howard Benson Studios, and it was one of the most vulnerable experiences I've ever had in my life, because I was bawling my eyes out. And yeah, letting go of that was hard, because you know, you don't want to. Excuse me.
No, take your time.
I miss you always worrying about me, reminding me my phone bill ain't free. I miss the payments just so you would call me, to hear your voice like a phoenix from the ashes. You carried me home in your eyes. I could do no wrong.
Like letting it go. It just felt like, oh, shiitake mushrooms. It was like letting it go.
That was smooth. I liked that.
Like letting it go just like felt like it was like real, that she wasn't here anymore.
Yeah.
But I feel it every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was definitely like one of the biggest motivators. And not just to me. Like there are people coming up to me on the street like, your mom, like I couldn't pay like my rent on time and she gave me $100. And like, I'm just like, what? I'm like, you know, but that was my mother, mm-hmm. you know, like she was the mother to all. Like, you know, I would have friends whose parents like would kick them out of their house for being gay. And like they stayed with us. You know, my best friend stayed with us for 6 months. And she was just that person to not judge. And that's where I learned it from, like to not judge a person. A person, every person just needs that one person to like show them and help them unlock something. And she was that person for many. And I respect her beyond. Beyond this world.
I'll always be a mama's boy. I'll always be a mama's boy. You're the one I'm singing for. I'll always be a mama's boy. Mama's boy.
You've talked about wanting to work more with other LGBT artists in the future. So tell me about that. What's that goal like?
Well, it's already in the works. Like, Taj is one of my favorite female MCs in Milwaukee. Like, you have a phone call. Hold on.
Yeah, we can
It isn't my phone. It's the studio phone.
That's not even your fault. That's ours. Okay. Just pick it up and hang up.
I did.
Okay.
That's usually what I do.
I like
too.
It. Leave that in there. Don't take that out. That's funny. This makes great radio. Anything can happen.
Yes, you were talking about your goal to help other LGBT artists kind of find their voice.
Yeah, it's just like they're seeing that it's okay. And I think that. Hold on, I'm going to answer.
Oh, shiitake mushrooms right
shiitake
there.
Shiitake mushrooms. Hello. We're doing a radio interview right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Who am I speaking with? All right. Bye-bye.
Do you want a job here, Lex?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, that was perfect.
Oh, my God. I'll just come out guest host with y'all one day.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
All right.
It's like, how do I segue back into this? So, no, that's like a really big goal, and I think they're seeing that it's okay to be yourself on stage and not care. Like, doesn't matter, I'm LGBT, but I'm an artist. One of my biggest goals this year is to put on like an LGBT showcase, and then just helping them find studio space. You know, just like little stuff. Like, you know, I do photography. Like, what do you need done? How can I help you be the artist you want to be?
Cool.
We're just going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun. A lot of surprises.
Well, Lex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me. Halima and Chris.
That was beautiful.
Okay, now I'm going to dial up my voicemail message.
That is really funny. You're the second person. They're like, I want you to do my voicemail. Like,
you can make a small business out of this, Lex.
And now the next part of my career begins. Voicemails and...
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well,
yes.
Lex, thanks for coming into the studio.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Lex Allen is a Milwaukee-based musician and a member of the creative group New Age Narcissism. We should really check out his show sometime, Chris.
Yeah, definitely. And that way I can corner him and get him to do my voicemail message.
Well, after the break, we'll sit down with a Madison teacher turned stand-up comic.
We'll also talk about the 80s with a TV critic who digs into last summer's hit TV show Stranger Things.
We'll have to keep the lights on for Chris during that one while he's crying in the bathroom.
I'm already starting to cry.
For more from Entertainers, visit us at wpr.org/next. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. My cream and sugar.